Welcome to the Muscle Expert Podcast with Ben Pakulski, one of the world's top professional bodybuilders, an expert on human performance and mindset mastery. Ben dives deep to deliver the strategies of the top experts to upgrade your body, mind, muscle, strength, performance, biochemistry, and how to become the upgraded modern man. Join us on BenPakulski.com to learn the cutting-edge techniques to take control of your body, your brain, and create your greatest life.
What's up, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome to a very special episode of the Muscle Expert Podcast. Today we celebrate the 100th episode, and I wanted to do something a little bit different for you guys. I wanted to present it in a little bit different format. So for the last 99 episodes, it's been myself and at least one other guest giving you something, some small piece of that puzzle to live your greatest life in your greatest body. And today I wanted to give you insights for me. So over the last year, it's actually been 5 years since we started the podcast, but last year we've been doing it twice a week consistently every week. I've literally scoured the globe to find the smartest people who are contributing just a small amount, or maybe it's a huge amount, to this muscle building piece, or ultimately living your greatest life in your greatest body, which has now become my mission. We all want to have an amazing vessel for our time on this rock, and everyone's struggling. Everyone's living their version of their struggle, of their journey up the proverbial mountain. And we all run into obstacles along the way, whether it be mental, whether it be physical, whether it be energy, whether it be personal life, whether it be stress. And at the end of the day, someone has come before you to find a solution to these problems. So I've taken it upon myself to use this amazing platform that I've got and these relationships that I've leveraged to now take all a little bits from all these people and try to provide you with something of massive value. So the first thing I wanted to do today on today's episode is express gratitude for you. So gratitude has become a massive part of my life. So if any of you are living the reality that I lived for a long time of having a negative self-talk, of thinking negatively of other people, of perhaps always finding the pessimism in life, your first step, take control of that right now and realize it doesn't have to be the reality of the mindless chatter going on in your mind. It can be a positive thing. So as an athlete, as a bodybuilder growing up, I lived in this world by myself. And it was the most lonely existence that I could have ever imagined or hoped for, where I just internalized everything. And the articulation of it is I stuck two middle fingers to the world and I said, I'm going to do it myself. And that's a very, very lonely place to be. And that was what started this journey for me, was realizing that you can't do it by yourself. And even if you did do it by yourself, it sucks. It's not a happy place to be. And ultimately, as human beings, we all want to be happy. And there's a few things that contribute to our happiness. And that's health. That's often community and security, right? And significance. So these are things that we're all striving for. And I got to the top of the mountain. I got to the top of the bodybuilding world. I got as high as I ever wanted to go. You know, the Mr. Olympia contest, the Arnold Classic, winning professional bodybuilding show. It's empty, it's hollow. And you realize, well, why? Well, because you're maybe doing it for the wrong reasons, or you're doing it to run away from something. And so many of us live this life of using exercise as an escape. So although we have it rationalized as a healthy escape, it's just an escape for a lot of people. So I've taken it upon myself to make it easy for you guys, to provide you with a skill set to make you realize that, hey, it doesn't have to be an escape. It can actually be something you enjoy. So if you're someone who goes into the gym every day because you have to rather than you want to, sometimes just changing that articulation and say, hey, I get to. And looking at those people around you that inspire you and realizing that everyone is living this challenge. It's not easy for anybody. It wasn't easy for me. It was a challenge for everybody. So we all have our relative struggle. So if you're struggling to lose body fat, if you're struggling to get your mind in order, if you're struggling to get your relationships in order, your finances, believe me, everybody out there is having a struggle just like you. So don't feel like you're alone. But what you need to do is start changing your self-talk to make you, one, grateful for what you've got, and two, make you realize that, hey, everything in my life is within my control. It's called an internal locus of control. And when you start to do that, you start to put the pieces of the puzzle together and you start to realize, hey, there is a solution to this issue or this obstacle I'm running into. And somebody out there has it. And I'm just taking it upon myself to leverage my relationships and my awesome platform to be able to find these people and bring them all into one place and allow you guys and allow me ultimately to live an amazing journey on this rock. So I've taken it upon myself to walk through some of the things that I've learned over the last year and the last 99 episodes. And if I took time to do them all, I'd be here for days. So I'm gonna try to keep this episode relatively short, but really just walking through some of the notes I've made here on the biggest takeaways I've had over the last 12 months, over the last 5 years, over the last 20 years as an athlete aspiring to be great. And ultimately, we're all aspiring for greatness, right? We all wanna have some semblance of whatever that means to you, greatness. So is it significance? Is it to be a great parent? Is it to be an influence on somebody, to leave an impact on this rock, right? And to do that, we need a tribe. We need people around us supporting us, like-minded people supporting us in this journey to do something awesome. You can't do it by yourself. I lived for a long time as a professional bodybuilder on an island. I had my wife, I had my very small network of people, but I really believe that it was all on me. And that comes from some issues I had as a child where, abandonment issues ultimately, where I just felt like I was by myself, I had nobody to support me. And whether or not that was the truth, I don't know. That was a story I told myself as a kid. You know, looking back on it, I didn't have a bad life. I just had some people who had abandoned me at certain points in my life and made me feel like I was unloved. I wasn't deserving of love. So I built an island around me and I said, you know what, I'm gonna build this big armor. I'm gonna be this big, strong guy and then nobody can hurt me. I don't have to have any fear anymore. And you get there and you build this armor that you think is gonna change your life. You know, 293 pounds, 4% body fat. And it was the most lonely and insecure I'd ever been in my life. Brought me to the realization of, for all of you guys out there trying to build muscle for what you think it's going to do for your life, it's not gonna do that. What will do that, what will change your life, what will give you the self-confidence, the self-esteem, the security in yourself is winning every day. Building the character of success, building the character of positively knowing every day that I have what it takes inside to be successful. So that starts in laying the foundation every single day for discipline. So waking up every day and just allowing yourself an opportunity to first pay attention and second start implementing some discipline in your life. What does that look like? And people hate discipline, right? People go, I don't want to be disciplined. I want to live a free life. And giving credit where credit is due, this unconsciously found its way into my mind. Discipline equals freedom. This is something that Jocko Willink is putting out into the world right now. And I've never read the book, but it sounds like it's the most perfect book. Discipline equals freedom. People think discipline equals restriction. But discipline in reality is your greatest opportunity to have freedom in here. Because discipline means I know inside my unconscious and realize you are the only person that matters. It doesn't matter what anybody else around you thinks. If everyone else around you thinks you're the most disciplined person in the world, but in your unconscious mind, you know that you've been lazy, you know that you've cut corners, that you can't be happy. You can't have that freedom and that confidence and that inner knowing that you are getting things done to your greatest potential. So I suggest every one of us starts our day with discipline. And that can be as simple as waking up and breathing every day. That can be as simple as waking up and meditating every day. For me, it's now breathing, meditation, yoga, some type of physical practice, some type of mental practice. And just going, hey, if I wanna live my life, I wanna shape my thoughts and my reality in here before I let the world shape me. So it seems as though you have a pretty easy opportunity every day, or you have a choice. You have a choice to allow your brain, your unconscious mind to be shaped here, or you have the reality of having the world outside of you shape it. So if I walk into a room, have I already created the state that I want in here, and I walk into there knowing I'm confident, I feel awesome, I'm strong, or am I gonna walk in and be reactive? So it's responding rather than being reactive. And these are important things for you guys to start realizing is I have that opportunity every day when I wake up. And is it easy? No, it's not easy, it's very hard, but it takes practice. Or maybe I shouldn't say it's hard, it's not hard, it's simple. but it takes practice, it takes diligence, right? If you want to be great at anything, you can't do it once. You have to do it every single day. Even if it's 5 minutes, wake up and implement a little bit of meditation practice. I'm here on the road, and I still wake up in the morning, you know, I'm staying with people, I got people all around me. I'll take time in my bed for 5 minutes, I'll take time in the shower for 5 minutes, whatever it needs to be to gather your thoughts, create a parasympathetic stimulus in your body and your nervous system, bring your brain state down from this reactive beta state into this controlled, creative alpha state. And that's where we want to live. And if you find you're someone who gets a racy mind, who can't focus, who can't be creative, who can't organize your thoughts, who can't organize your life, you're living in beta. And I lived there for a long time. And to be honest, I still get there sometimes. I'm in my life right now, I'm in this whirlwind of reactivity at least 60% of the time. But I'm making sure at least 20 to 40% of the time, I'm spending time in parasympathetic. I'm coming back down into alpha. I'm making sure that my mind is where I want it to be. I'm creating my thoughts. I'm creating my reality at least 40% of the time. And I aim for 100% of the time eventually. But to be honest, I'm not there yet. And I hope to one day be there or soon be there where I can just live in this amazing, you know, what would ultimately be called an enlightened state. That's just, you're walking around and the world slows down. And that's what alpha is. And we want to make sure we get there. So if you're someone who can't get there right now, I can't, therefore I must. If it's something you can't do, you must. I can't climb a mountain, but I'm going to go do it, right? I couldn't be a professional bodybuilder, so I did. I couldn't do the Mr. Olympia contest, so I did. I could never be an educator. I could never be a public speaker, and so I must. You know, I can never be a billionaire. If that's what you can't, then you must. And set the goal and then take one step today, right now, to its successful attainment. So if you're someone who can't meditate, as soon as you're done listening to this episode, turn it off. If you're in your car, park, wherever you get to where you're going, turn it off. Turn the radio off. 5 minutes. 5 minutes and breathe. Be by yourself, be alone with your thoughts. And that's a scary place to be for a lot of people, right? We're afraid of our thoughts. We're afraid of all the chatter. We're afraid of all the stress. But guess what? Say thank you for that stuff because it's making you aware of all the things that you need to address. So if you didn't have those stresses and those chatters in your mind, how would you ever know what to address? Eventually shit would just explode. And I say this to my kids all the time. Like if you get burned by the stove, people go, ah, no, say thank you. What happens if you didn't have that nervous system there to tell you that, hey man, you stuck your foot in a fire, you stuck your hand on the stove, eventually you'd have no more hand. So this is the same with your stresses and the mind chatter. It's like, say thank you for that. If it's telling you to be stressed about your taxes, if it's telling you to be stressed about your spouse, if it's telling you to be stressed about your job, say thank you. Because it's allowing you awareness. It's allowing you to start taking the necessary steps to eliminating those things. And it's always gonna be there. There's always gonna be a stress. That's life. Stress is adaptation. Stress is what we need to get better. Stress is what we need to become our greatest version of ourselves. We need to continuously respond to these stresses. And the bigger the stress, the better, because guess what? That's your greatest opportunity to get better. The bigger the obstacle, the greater the opportunity for growth. I'm going through some massive obstacles in my life right now. Externally, it may seem like, wow, you know, Ben's got these awesome things on the go. And I do have some very awesome things on the go, but I also have some pretty big stresses behind the scenes of some people I brought into my life who are a reflection of who I was in my previous life. This guy who is living on this island and not concerned about anything other than single-mindedly being the best bodybuilder on the planet. It's a terrible and lonely place to be. So looking through some of my notes here, I want to give you guys the most important takeaways to live your greatest life from the previous year on the Muscle Expert Podcast. Let's jump right into it. Challenge your paradigm. Challenge your paradigm. Challenge your beliefs. You don't know shit, and neither do I. We think. Science tells us this. Well, guess what? We don't know anything. Challenge what you think you know. And the more you learn to challenge what you think you know, guess what that does? That opens up this realm of possibilities for you to be able to start seeking and start expanding your awareness, that start expanding your life. Because if you think you know everything, there's no reason to go look. There's no reason to go look for a better way, for a greater opportunity, a greater way to change the world. Challenge what you think you know. And that's what really became my greatest opportunity in muscle building, is I thought I had it figured out, and some guy came along, this amazing gentleman named Peter Chaisson, rest in peace, who said, hey Ben, what do you think about this? He didn't tell me anything. He said, hey man, what about this? And I was like, oh, that's interesting, nah. And then he said again, hey man, well, what about that? I go, nah. And then eventually it took my stubborn self a little bit of time to start to realize, oh, maybe there's something to this. Maybe there is an intelligent and thoughtful and mindful way I can actually do this stuff. So God bless you, Peter Chaisson. You changed my life, my friend. And I know you're watching over me. Thank you. And I appreciate you every day. Peter was a disciple of RTS, Tom Purvis. And he was one of my best friends in the world and took me under his wing in 2012. Actually, met him in 2009, 2012. He took me under his wing and said, actually, maybe it was before that, 2010. Took me under his wing and said, hey man, I'm gonna teach you how to do this stuff. And he never really handed it to me on a spoon, right? On a silver platter. He said, hey man, think about that. Think about that. Try this, see how this feels. And it just opened up my mind to, you know, this arrogant, egocentric bodybuilder who thought he had shit figured out because he'd got his pro card. Opened up my mind to being like, oh my God, I don't know anything. I really don't know anything. And that was one of the things I learned from Tom Purvis. You know, again, RTS, resisting training specialist, RTS123.com. Tom is the guy who's challenging everyone's paradigm. He's like, if you think you know something, you're wrong. Challenge what you think you know. Moving along, something else I learned this year, listen more than you talk. People talk a lot, and when you talk, you can't hear. So stop talking, start listening, and think. And just because somebody says something you don't agree with doesn't mean there isn't value in that. Doesn't mean there isn't a thought process that can be pulled out of it and extrapolated to really allow you to think, because thinking is where the greatest opportunity for growth lies. So don't take what people say as gospel. And also don't talk over when people are thinking, no matter who it is. My children are my greatest teachers. You know, they're a reflection of me, and every day they say something that allows me to realize what truly is valuable in this life. Everything they say to me allows me to realize the beauty in youth, the beauty in childhood, and the true pure essence of what a human being is meant to be. So ultimately, we're all screwed up because of something that somebody said to us when we were a child. And it doesn't mean they said something bad to us, but our interpretation of it at that time was such that it was like, oh, this is a bad thing, or I got this nervous system, this was feeling in my nervous system that really made me effectively develop an outer shell. And now, as adults, now we're all trying to unravel the layers of the onion, right? We're trying to pull back the layers of the onion because of the meaning we attach to stuff. And watching a child is the most beautiful opportunity in the world, to watch them just live this beautiful, illuminated joy. Like this joy that you see radiating through every cell in their body. And that, as an adult, that's what we want. Like, God, bring that back to me. I want that. But yet we allowed it to get away from us. We allow the stress to overwhelm us. That sucks. So find those things that bring you joy and do them often. Do them as often as you can. And don't get caught up in the bullshit rules. And this is a quote from The Code of the Extraordinary Mind, Vishen Lakhiani, which is a great book, entry level into meditation and mindfulness. Rules, bullshit rules. I love that term. Don't get caught up in what you think you have to be, or what the government says you have to be, or what the media says you have to be. Fuck that shit. Be whatever makes you happy at your essence. Whatever lets you live with joy and passion. Be that person. Another thing that I learned, and these are all not in any particular order. Another thing that I learned is the body is an integrated system. So when someone says, hey man, you got to fix your gut, or hey man, you got to fix your testosterone, or hey man, you got to fix your brain or your mitochondria, it's not the truth. You got to realize that it's all an integrated system. Or if someone says, well, you got to build muscle, even that isn't the truth. And this is where I've transcended my belief around muscle building. Like, I love muscle building. It's fucking awesome. It makes me so happy. For a long time, it didn't. I did it because I had to. Now I love it because I feel empowered to know that I can build any amount of muscle because I got this skill set, right? For my body, for your body, we've got this skill set. It's easy. But then you realize, well, that's not going to give me everything I want it to. It's not going to give me complete health. It's not going to give me the psychological strength. So there's other pieces to this puzzle, your nutrition, your environment, all these other things that are outside of most people's awareness. And you got to bring them into your awareness. And that's what I'm here to do with the Muscle Expert Podcast. We're 90% bacteria by weight. Did you know that? 90% bacteria by weight, which is microbiome, which is mitochondria, and all these microbes that live in our skin. 90% bacteria by weight. That's pretty messed up to think about. 10% human cells. Do bacteria run the show? Seems to be the case. The microbiome communicates with the mitochondria via photons of light, via a bunch of other mechanisms if you're interested in it. I just did an episode with Roland Pankowitz and Ted Achikoso. I don't know what number it was, but it was awesome, so definitely listen to it. Muscle-centric living is something that Gabrielle Lyon has coined, which I love. Muscle-centric medicine is what she does. And I love the idea of making you realize that it's changing your paradigm from a fat loss paradigm, trying to lose fat, to trying to build more muscle paradigm. And this is, you know, someone walks into my gym and goes, "Ben, I want to build, or I want to lose fat." So my brain goes, okay, secretly, we're just going to help them build some muscle. Even though they want to just, "I don't want to build any muscle, I want to lose fat." Well, the real truth is, everyone should be trying to build muscle at some level, except in my case where I walked around at 310 pounds for a long time. Listen, I still love building muscle. Now it's just a little less frequent because what I found was if I kept training every day, I'd still stay up around, you know, I got down to 260 and then I went back up to 280 because I was like, oh geez, I'm training too much. And when I train more, I'm more hungry and I eat more food. And anyways, I'm still trying to figure out my journey, to be honest with you right now. Like, I love training hard and I wish I could train every day, but then I'm sitting at 290 pounds and people go, why is that so bad? Well, even if I'm lean, if I'm 6 or 8% at 290, it's still this ticker that doesn't want to support 290 pounds of tissue. So I'm trying to get down to live my life, I don't know, wherever I end up, but being healthy, vigorous and rigorous, and obviously happy. Muscle building. Here's the biggest paradigm shift around muscle. Sets and reps and volume and load is useless until you master execution for your body. So some people, we all know that guy who's been awesome at every sport in his life. Some people just build it because it's easy for them. They get into every exercise, it's easy to get it. Unfortunately, and fortunately, that was me. I got into every exercise, my body just fit well. So like I could be dumb and put on a bunch of muscle. I'd have to think about anything. But for a lot of us, 95 to 95% of us, it's not that easy. You have to learn how to direct tension where you want it to go. Some body parts may build real easily based on your structure, right? Based on your lengths, the length of your legs, your arms, size of your sternum, size of your clavicle. Some body parts may build real easily, and some parts you're just never gonna build unless you learn to direct tension. So it's not bad genetics. You don't have poor genetics to build a body part. You just don't know how to direct tension yet. That's a huge takeaway for you guys. If you can build any muscle, you can build them all. Just learn how to set up, and I teach you guys that stuff at hypertrophymastery.com. The gut-brain axis runs our show. So if you're stressed, if you're depressed, if you can't sleep, if you have low dopamine, it's probably your gut. It's probably your food. And to be honest, guys, we're living a tough reality right now. We're living a tough existence because we can't control the quality of our food unless you're growing your food. And Dr. Zach Bush says that within 10 years, the best athletes in the world will all be growing their own food. So unless you're growing your own food in soil that you've created from compost or whatever, chances are you probably don't stand a chance of actually having a great gut because there's so many antibiotics, antimicrobials, things like glyphosate, Roundup that are in our food that even if it's organic food, it's still there. Because it's blowing everywhere. They say, I think it's 100% or 99% of our food has some proportion of glyphosate in it. So if you're someone who really wants to live a long life, if you want to live a couple hundred years, you got to start growing your food, which is where my head is going now. I'm thinking about buying a farm. I'm thinking about buying some self-sustainable growing operation to allow me to sustain myself, my family, and my loved ones, right? Ultimately, take care of yourself, take care of your loved ones and your tribe. And I'd love to ultimately take care of all you guys too. You know, that's part of my vision is like creating something that is completely free of pesticides and Roundup and all these things that we can consume that allows us to live an amazing, happy, and healthy life. Quality is more important than quantity. For many years, I lived a life of numbers, if it fits your macros. Quality is so much more important than quantity. Obviously, quantity matters if your objective is I got to build as much muscle as possible. You got to hit your numbers at some point. You got to be above your basal metabolic rate. It's just simple math, thermodynamics. But quality, if you're just looking to live an amazing life and feel great, feeling great has to come before looking great, right? A lot of people can look great, take a bunch of steroids, you're going to look great for a short period of time, but you're still going to feel like shit and you're still going to hate your life. So don't do that. feel great first. So quality first and then quantity. Okay. Leaky gut is massive. And most of us, 90% of the population, I think, is my guess, has some semblance of leaky gut. And that's causing autoimmunity, that's causing thyroid issues, that's causing inflammation, that's causing fat, that's causing brain fog, poor sleep, stress, anxiety, low serotonin, all these things. It's all starting in your gut. So if you want to start paying attention to truly living a healthy life, it's got to start with your gut. I really believe that. It's got to start with your gut. And again, as I said previously, this is an integrated system. So although I believe it starts in your gut, it doesn't end in your gut. So there's got to be many levels to this stuff. But what goes into your mouth is the most important thing. And gut can also be influenced by the air quality you breathe. So avoiding things that are toxic in the air, whether it be cleaning products at home, whether it be things you put on your skin, perfumes, paint, don't breathe that stuff, right? Be very aware of plastics and petroleums and things like this. Don't breathe that stuff. It's going to destroy your gut. Meditate every day. We live in this world of constant sympathetic stress, constant fight or flight. If you want to hear about this stuff, listen to my episode with Dwayne Jackson. Constant sympathetic stress. My body's always in fight or flight. You got to come into this parasympathetic, calm side as often as you can, right? Ideally, you're in the parasympathetic 22 hours a day. Is that possible in the world we live in? Yes, it's hard. So nothing is hard. It's simple, it's not easy. Meditate, mindfulness, pay attention to who you are and who you are on the inside and not letting yourself react and respond on the outside. Use exercise as meditation. This is where muscle intelligence has come from, is the X's and O's are important, sets and reps and stuff. At some level it matters, but first it has to be this one very, very meticulously executed process for myself, but it needs to be an internal focus, right? We're all focused on the outside. We're all focused on what's happening outside of the body. It's not as important. So lifting weight, doing more reps, sets, reps, all these things, running faster, scoring more goals, jumping higher, those happen outside of my body. What happens inside of my body is what I care about. If you're playing a sport, you're all about an external focus. And that's why we all get caught in this paradigm around, I'm gonna crush it today. Crushing is BS. What matters is creating the proper internal biochemical response to that external stimulus that I want, right? So if I'm lifting a weight, that weight is only useful to me if it elicits the proper internal response to build muscle or lose fat or whatever it is, or upgrade my mitochondria. So don't see exercise as this external thing. It's an external vehicle to create an internal response. So in that being said, I believe exercise should be a meditative response, meaning your mind controls a bigger percentage of this end result than you believe or than we know. So if I'm using exercise as a meditative response where I'm calm, I can actually generate either more force and stress in my body or conversely allow my body to calm down faster. It's been proven that athletes calm down into parasympathetic much faster than non-athletes, because they're so used to being in this amped up state to coming into a relaxed state. So if you want some things that are gonna help make you aware of your parasympathetic nervous system, breathing and meditation. Breathing is everything. And there's another point I've gonna make here about breathing in a minute, but breathing is massive. So breathing, meditation, mindfulness, slowing down. Cold showers are something that if you can't handle a cold shower, similar to meditation, you should. Because your parasympathetic nervous system should kick on almost right away if it's healthy and allow your body to stand there and actually not have to panic and not freak out. So if you're someone who can't stand a cold shower, I suggest you just dive right in and stay there and get used to it. Because if that's a problem for you, that's telling you your sympathetic nervous system is probably in overdrive. So the other point I wanted to bring up about breathing is breathing is the most reflexive movement pattern in the body. What does that mean? Well, it happens without thinking. It happens every single, however many times a minute. I was gonna say every second, but it's however many times a minute. And my rib cage is doing this, right? My rib cage is expanding and contracting. And imagine what else is happening with that. All these other muscles around my rib cage are being influenced. All these muscles of my trunk are being influenced. All the muscles of my pelvis are being influenced. And if something is wrong in my rib cage, some of those muscles are tight or one side is tighter than the other, imagine the rotation that could happen. Imagine the restriction that could happen. Those muscles that attach around the rib cage can start to change their function. So if you have someone who has problems with their shoulders, you have problems with your back, I'm starting to see that all these things can at least begin to be cured with breathing, deep methodical breathing. So that can happen with exercise. If you're training hard, you have to, or that could just happen with expansive meditative breathing. So if you're doing 60 to 70 second inhalations, allows me to really expand my rib cage. And I'm not just gonna breathe in as far as I can and stop. I'm literally gonna stop, breathe in, and try to breathe in further, and try to breathe in further, and try to breathe in further. So what you guys can notice at first, it's gonna be kind of like, I mean, it's not gonna be that loud, but that's ultimately what it sounds like, or what it feels like. And you just keep expanding. When you do that, you learn to relax. And there's this point where you can just go way further. So at first when I started, I was doing 20 to 30 seconds tops, like that was hard. And eventually I got to 60 to 70 seconds. My thoracic spine, the pain went away. My lats hurt less, my shoulders hurt less. And when I say hurt, sometimes I get tightness in those things. There's a lot of damage there from the last 20 years of my life. I just feel a little achy sometimes. As soon as I did that, all of a sudden it feels like I've got greater range of motion, I've got greater oxygenation, I've got greater shoulder mobility. All these muscles start to feel like they can kind of function independently. So a lot of bodybuilders especially, but a lot of fitness people as they get older, everything kind of, when they contract, it kind of contracts together. And you can see this in bodybuilders. Some bodybuilders, it looks like all these muscles are really well separated on their back or any muscle. And some of them, it looks like everything just kind of fires together. Well, what that is they literally are just firing together. They have all kind of, if two muscles sit together for too long, they almost start to become one. They almost start to lose the ability to innervate separately. So they just get this big ball of muscle. And that's a problem. So what I've seen is with expansive breathing, you can actually learn to allow those muscles to function independently, allow them to have the range of motion they're supposed to have, especially because rhythmically they're getting involved in every one of these breathing expansion contraction cycles. So breathing and meditation, if you're not already doing it, I don't want to keep harping on it. Start, do something, man. 5 minutes, please. And the greatest time to do it, first thing in the morning and after your workout and before bed. So, and I've talked about this in other podcasts, but historically, when would people pray? You know, when we talk about looking back in religion, when do people pray? They probably pray when they wake up. They pray before every meal, and they often pray before bed. So it's the same thing. It's meditation, prayers, whatever you want to call it. It's like telling your body and your brain to calm down, connect, become grounded, feel awesome. So looking at some of the key things we took away from our favorite podcast, and as I said, I've got hundreds of these things. One of my favorite ones, if you guys haven't listened to this one, Loretta Bruning, our personality is a result of our brain chemistry and that can be changed. And this was so awesome. And looking at evolutionary psychology and basically where our neurotransmitters come from and how they're influencing our behaviors and why they're there. And when you start to understand that, it gives you an ability to realize you can change it and you can influence it, and that's cool. It makes me feel powerful. Another one of my favorite things is Dr. Andy Galpin. Man, if you don't follow this guy, I've listened to his podcast, go follow him now. He's got so much great stuff on YouTube and on his website, talking about adaptation versus optimization. What is adaptation? Forcing my body to adapt by subjecting it to a stimulus, and then conversely, pulling the stimulus off and allowing it to be optimized. So what people do in training, I did this for a lot of years, pushing really, really hard in training while trying to really recover at the same time, not allowing your body to push the amount of adaptive stress up. So let's say an example, it's the idea of overreaching and then over-recovering, right? So I wanna push those adaptive stresses. Like if I'm training, I wanna train 4 or 5 days in a row hard and then pull back really, really hard and recover. And Andy says it should be done on an even more macro level, like 4, 6, 8, 10, 12 weeks, and then pull back and do a 3 to 4 week recovery phase. It's just the idea of macro periodization really. But when we're training, I've been guilty of this in the past, really focusing on, well, while I'm training every day, I want to take antioxidants, I want to take greens, I want to take fish oils. And you're trying to almost blunt those inflammatory markers. Andy suggests that may not be the best idea. Listen, I don't know, but this guy's in the trenches of research. There may be some theory to that. There may be some brilliance behind that, right? Allowing these inflammatory markers, allowing these exercise markers to really accumulate in your system, so you're really creating a tremendous amount of stress and then pulling it back. And then next time, go even further and go even harder and then pull it back. Interesting thought process. I think it's amazing. One of my favorite podcasts that from a person most people hadn't heard of, Katie Bowman, move. Such a simple thing, right? And simplicity is brilliance. Move, move your feet, move your knees, move your hips, move your shoulders, move your torso, move your body. I've recently started doing Qigong. Why? Because it's movement, it's vibration, it's rotation, it's movement, it's circles, and taking your joint through all these ranges of motion where you've never been before. This is cool stuff. And my kids love it, right? Taking, it's almost like dancing and making sure you're moving through all these different ranges for your body. It's awesome, you know, it's moving energy through your body. What is energy? Energy is vitality. Energy is just like that feeling of, can I move this vigorously, rigorously, and feel amazing? It is what it is. Energy is my next point. Energy is real. And whether or not you can see it, whether or not you think you can feel it, you can, you just don't know what it is. Just because our five senses don't perceive it, doesn't mean it's not there. But reality is, guys, you can feel energy. When you walk into a room and somebody makes you feel good, what is that? It's energy. Somebody walk into a room and somebody makes you feel bad, what is that? What's energy? And some things you do, you feel great, like it feels like it energizes me. You know, and some things I do, I feel crappy and I feel like it sucks my energy. And that stuff's real, and it's just, there's people out there quantifying that stuff and qualifying it. And John Amaral was one of my favorite guests ever, and I went so far as to go to one of his leadership symposiums in Lake Tahoe this year and learned a ton about your energy signature and how that can be influencing your life and how you can live your greatest life. So an example being, some people get energy from other people. Some people get energy from inside themselves. Some people lack or get energy in relationships, or some people energy in relationships can sap them of everything they've got. You know, some people get energy from their soul, from their mission, and some people don't. And learning where you get energy and where you don't have it is a really cool opportunity to learn where you can kind of borrow from, like, hey, go do some of this before you do those things that are painful. And conversely, maybe how to find complementary team members who can allow you to help fuel you, and you can help fuel them. Super cool stuff. Check out John Amaral. Body Centered Leadership is the name of the mastermind. Another one of my favorites, I've got so many, but I'm going to rip through them really quickly. Phil McKernan, happiness is within all of us, but our belief about what others think is crushing our ability to let go and truly be happy. Let me say that again. I think I should. Happiness is within all of us. We all have this innate knowing of how to be happy in our childhood, but somebody's crushed it. And our belief about what others will think is crushing our ability to let go and truly be happy. Phil McKernan is another one of these guys that we kind of plucked out of the abyss, but gosh, what an amazing message. If you haven't listened to him, I've listened to that podcast 4 or 5 times myself, because I'm like, man, I need to hear this, because sometimes we live this life of doing things because we think we have to, or doing things because of what others will think if I change, or gosh, guys, if it doesn't make you happy, ultimately we're here to live a long life, we're here to live a happy life, and if you're doing something now that sucks, get rid of it or fix it, man. If it's something you can't get rid of, man, you've got to do everything in your power to feel the pain of what it's going to take to fix it and go through it. So whether it be a relationship, you're like, oh, I don't want to have those conversations, have those conversations. If it be employees, you got to have those conversations. If it's anything, you got to do what's necessary to get over that mountain, get over that hump that's holding you back from living your happiness. Again, you guys know I've created a relationship now with Alex Viata and Jordan Shallow. These guys are epic human beings. So we've went out and created something called the Epic Human Adventure Tour. And every year, Alex and Jordan and I and a group of other fitness influencers are going to do something epic. So this year, we're going to climb Mount Kilimanjaro. My note here says, being an epic human requires personal growth, new challenges, and getting way outside of your comfort zone. These two guys know how to get outside of their comfort zone. If you want to listen to their episodes, you'll have your mind blown. And one of my favorite takeaways from that is, it's only hard until it's not. So there's things in your life right now, you're like, oh my goodness, I couldn't do that. You know, Alex is running a double Ironman. Alex is running a self-supported Ironman, which means he literally swims with his bike and a raft, pulling it, and then he gets off gets out of the water, gets on the bike, and carries the raft. Then he does a, I don't know, however 100-mile bicycle ride, gets off the bicycle, and then runs with a bike and the raft on his back. Like, gosh, that's obscene. But to him, he's like, hey man, yeah, it's hard. But then you do it once, and you're like, okay, well, what's next? I did it. It's done. Now what else can I do? So that's awesome. You guys know that I went to BioCybernaut in Sedona this year to see Dr. James Hart to do something called neurofeedback alpha training. So I'm trying to train my brain to get down into alpha more at will. That's a fun opportunity. That was one of the best weekends of 2007 for me, weeks of 2007 for me. One, it allowed me an opportunity to connect with my wife, 7 days of meditative training, of connecting with us on overcoming negative emotions, on forgiveness. And like any relationship, we had a lot of forgiveness to be had, right? We had a lot of miscommunication, a lot of lack of communication. So it allowed us to pull back at least the first layer of that proverbial onion. And hopefully we get to go a few layers deeper with Dr. Hart in Sedona, and if we continue it in our personal lives. So what Dr. Hart's teaching us is we go through, in life, we have many states of excitation of where our brain lives. So typically when we're in this high thought state, we're in beta. Alpha is known for being meditative. Theta is that state just before sleep where you're kind of aware that you're falling asleep, but you're not asleep, or maybe you are asleep. And delta is like deep sleep. And learning how to consciously go through those states is kind of a cool thing. So if you can imagine being awake and be able to pull yourself down to theta to kind of meditate or sleep, that's a cool thing. And that's what Dr. Hart is doing out in Sedona. And if you want to listen to his episode, he's amazing. So the biggest thing I took away from that is forgiveness. If you have anything in your life, including the guy who just cut you off, including the girl when you were 6 years old that stole your lunch, you gotta forgive, because it's in your unconscious, it's in your nervous system, and you're harboring some degree of resentment, whether it be for your parents, your siblings, your spouse, your children, and that's real. And learning how to actually say, hey, I forgive you, and find a reason to be grateful, or maybe realizing that they were just doing what they knew how to do, or they were acting with the skill set they had at the time. You know, a lot of us grew up with parents that maybe weren't nice, or were abusive, or verbally abusive, or whatever it were. We have some type of inner resentment toward them, realizing they were just dealing with the skill set they had. And now that I've become a parent, I have a completely different perspective for my parents, because you realize how hard it is. Like, as a child, you look up to your parent like they're the hero, like they have everything figured out. What they do, you think is the right way. And you realize your parents are just as fucked up as you are, or more in most cases, right? And they're not as evolved, they're not as educated. And you look back and you go, God, they were just, that's all they had. That's all they knew how to do. They're dealing with the skill set they had, or the one that was given to them. So taking away that resentment and going, man, I forgive you. Like, I see how hard it was. I see getting up at 5 every morning, having no time to yourself, having to love these little humans who are very all-encompassing and very consuming. It's challenging, and unless you're an evolved human who's trying to be aware of how much you're impacting these little humans, it's very hard. So complete forgiveness for my parents, my grandparents, my whomever, babysitters. Man, parenting's not easy, because it's so much pressure on you to develop these wonderful little beings. And realize, the most important thing to realize is, no matter what you do, your kids end up being fucked up anyways, right? It's either you love them too much and they become fucked up, or you don't love them enough and they become messed up. So either way, man, just do what you can do. Love them as much as you can. Make them strong people. Make them happy people. Make them realize that they can. I think the biggest thing I try to do for my kids is make them strong and give them an internal locus of control. So nothing is outside of themselves, right? I don't tell them they've done well. I reward them for having worked hard, right? So I don't want to, oh, you're so good at that. Man, I want, you worked really hard at that. Let's reward them for something that they stunk at and they became really good at, because that's teaching them, like, oh, like, I can do this. I used to be really bad at that, now I'm really good at it. My son is 6 and reading fifth grade books. When he started reading, he hated it. And maybe he still hates it now, but he's reading really an advanced level. And I would always bring him back and go, hey, do you remember this book? Do you remember how long it took you to read this one page? Like, it took you days to read one page. But guess what? Now you're reading a book every 3 days, like a fifth grade book every 3 days. How cool is that? And so even though he may not acknowledge it at the time, his unconscious is going, oh yeah, I remember that. And now I do this. Yes, victory. So not that I'm Mr. Parenting Expert, but I'm certainly a guy who reads a lot of books about it. And I just want to raise awesome humans most importantly, that I don't screw up. I let them live their greatness. Dr. Esposito is an amazing episode talking about testosterone and male enhancement and hormones in general, and for women as well. But realizing that so many guys in America right now and throughout the world taking testosterone replacement therapy because they think it's the cure-all, and it's not. There's other levels of stuff that need to be addressed for you to truly feel awesome, be awesome, and live a long life. So listen to that episode if you're curious about why testosterone by itself in isolation may not be the solution for all your problems like people say it is, and why high amounts of testosterone may not be what you think it is. A couple more things. I got three more points on here. One of my favorite conversations of the year, and when I was done with this phone call, I said to the guy, man, what can I do to have more of you in my life? Pedram Shojai, the urban monk, what an amazing human being. If you haven't read his book, I highly suggest it. It's very entry-level meditation stuff, how to live a meditative life in a concrete jungle. What an amazing human being. Went to med school, UCLA, realized, you know, this wasn't for me, went and became a monk, has since come back, had two children, and created a multi-hundred-million-dollar business at well.org. How do you integrate all these things into this new, hectic, crazy world we live in? Well, Pedram's doing it, and the thing I loved about him is he's a great dad. At least he appears to be a great dad. And he taught me some stuff about being a great dad. So that's, you know, what I want to be a great human being. I want to be able to impact you guys, to be able to live this awesome life in an awesome body. But there's so many more levels, like I say. So check out Pedram. How many people, in your best guess, sleep poorly? We all know at least 80% of people, probably 90% of people, sleep poorly by their own admission. Dan Pardee, episode 83, was probably the best articulation of sleep and understanding sleep that I've ever heard in my life. So Dan, I don't know if you listen to my podcast, man. I think you've said you have. Dude, you're awesome. Thank you. Dan's a researcher at Stanford. He also does some work somewhere that's cool over in Europe. But this guy is understanding sleep on a level that people haven't understood before. Check him out at healthos.me, I think. His business is HealthOS, Health Operating System. Google that, HealthOS. He's amazing. HumanOS, not HealthOS, HumanOS. .me, I think. So, amazing conversation about sleep. Dr. Brian Walsh was an amazing conversation about detoxing, removing the stimulus, right? Removing the toxin first before you try to support all these other things. Your body's just always looking for homeostasis. And if you're always subjecting it to too much stress, too much toxin, it's always gonna override your body's ability to get it out. So, you know, we talked about detoxing. Detoxing starts with removing the toxin, removing the stimulus. So I've got one more thing that I noted here that I'm gonna pull up in my phone while I wrap up this episode. Ben's top tips for health, right? So 10 top things. And again, there may be something missing from this, and I may come up with something as we go. But it's 10 simple things that give you guys a framework on how you can live your greatest life. Eat to fuel your microbiome, right? You need to have healthy, diverse microbiome. Why do we need to do that? Your microbiome is your immune system. It's your first defense mechanism to the environment, to the world. If it's not diverse, you subject yourself to some bacteria. That one bacteria could penetrate and cause problems. If you have a diverse bacteria set in your stomach, that becomes almost like a defense mechanism against things infiltrating into your body. So eat to fuel your microbiome. Minimize inflammation, minimize inflammatory foods. So what's inflammatory? Sugar, too many omega-6s. Now that's controversial, but the suggestion would be too many omega-6s, which we usually eat, vegetable oils, things like this. Don't eat too many of those. Fried foods, minimize that stuff. Anything that's gotta be pro-inflammatory in your body, or overcooked proteins can be pro-inflammatory. Tip number three, aim to challenge muscles, not lift weights. So if your goal is to lift weight and get strong, lift weight and get strong. If your goal is to change your body, it doesn't matter how much you lift, you gotta challenge your muscles. So create an internal focus, challenge your muscle. When it comes to training, manipulate distance and time before you manipulate load. This is one of the biggest, like, blow my mind open moments that happened 10 years ago when I was training like a mindless monkey. And I was just putting more weight on the bar, working on this progressive overload thing. And someone goes, hey, do you realize that you can challenge distance and it's equally as important as time, as load? And I said, no, I don't realize that. And as soon as I realized that distance and time are equally as relevant as load, my whole world opened up and it changed my paradigm around exercise. Learn to challenge distance. And if you guys want some videos on that, I got tons on YouTube. Hypertrophymastery.com. I teach you guys everything on how to manipulate distance, stability, all these amazing things that are massively necessary to build an awesome body. Control your environment. So start paying attention. Just because you live in a house in America or Canada or London or wherever, doesn't mean that your environment is conducive to a successful life or healthy life. So you have EMFs, you have light, you have poor air quality, you have water, all these things, these environmental inputs, so even food and stress are environmental inputs to your body that are influencing your body's expression. So start paying attention to your environment and learn how to influence it. And I've got tons of stuff that's coming out on this on YouTube, on my member site. Point number five, the autonomic nervous system governs everything. Parasympathetic, sympathetic. I've talked about that. I'm not going to go any deeper. Do something every day to be parasympathetic. Point number seven, sleep in a cave. Don't allow EMFs, light, anything like that in your cave. So we all have, around you right now, you have some degree of EMF, electrical current going through your body. Ideally, you want to sleep with that being a zero. That's hard in this world, but that's what we want to aim for. The next one is reduce EMF. That's very much in line with sleeping in a cave, but this is just in your life. Work hard every day and breathe deeply. And that's all I have for today's episode, guys. So this is my summary of my life right now. I'm loving life and I'm going through struggles just like you. And most importantly, you have to keep grounded. You have to have something that allows you to realize I'm going to come back here and this is always going to be the same. So for me, it's the daily workout. It's the daily meditation. It's my kids. Those are my grounding. Those things make me happy. I know no matter how screwed up everything is outside in this world, I come back and I have these three things that are going to ground me and make me feel like an awesome human being and make me realize that we live in this beautiful existence. Our significance is probably pretty small, but we are contributing to the greater good of humanity in some way. So I don't want to keep you guys anymore. I think that's been a lot of time, and sorry if I rambled too much, but I hope you guys appreciated it. The one last thing that I did want to do is pull up a couple of reviews, because I want to just give you guys a shout out, because I noticed all the reviews. There's some really great ones on iTunes, and I'm truly grateful for you guys. So the midwife Marnie, Marnie, thank you. I stumbled upon this podcast quite by accident. Ben's deep knowledge, both book and experience, is actually capable of quenching my thirst for more and more information, if at least temporary, until the episode ends. There's a little bit more. Marnie, thank you so much for taking the time to head over to iTunes and give me a review. I'm truthfully grateful for you and just listening and your time. And I see how valuable time is and how scarce that is as a resource. So anyone who takes the time to, one, listen, and two, give me a review, I'm truthfully, eternally grateful. Slagermeister, fantastic podcast. Get super into the science behind things, which is interesting to learn in depth about what goes on inside the body. He really liked Dwayne Jackson. Thank you so much. I appreciate you, again, taking the time. So guys, if you like the podcast, if I can continue to provide value for you, go over to iTunes, leave me a review. You can do it on benpokulski.com. I have a new muscle intelligence site coming out very, very soon. And I'd love to share all this information with you guys. So thank you so much. Greatest life in your greatest body. Ben Pokulski out.